Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's all right. Thank you. It's very good. Thank you very much. Have you seen this new book?
Da li ste vidjeli ovu novu knjigu?
It is called the Nityananda Charitamrita.
Zove se Nityananda Charitamrita.
Sorry. Maybe it's better. I think it will go after some time. There's so many and
Brahmin. Может более каждый раз. To leave it like this, on, lights on, lights on.
By the sound.
Yeah. By the sound. Yeah.
Is it disturbing for you, the sound?
Da li vas uznemirava ovaj zvuk koji se čuje? Ovo što no. Zvuk?
Yes. We can to take it off, please. It's more comfortable, yes.
Oh, goodness.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 A little while ago, I read from Srila Prabhupada, I read in a lecture of Prabhupada, or heard in a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, about a magician called Mr. Chakravarti.
Predriženog vremena čuo sam lekciju Srila Prabhupada o mađioničaru koji se zvao gospodin Chakravarti.
I felt that this Mr. Chakravarti has an important lesson for all of us.
I osjetio sam da taj gospodin Chakravarti ima bitnu lekciju za sve nas.
It is how powerful illusions can work upon us.
A to je o tome kako iluzija može moćno djelovati na nas.
It is described in the scriptures that when we come to the material world, we are really falling into different types of illusions.
Opisano je da kada dolazimo u materijalni svijet, da padamo u različite vrste iluzije.
The first illusion is that we think we are the body.
Prva iluzija je da mislimo da smo tijelo.
Yes. The second illusion is that we become so attached to material things.
Druga iluzija je da postanemo tako vezani za materijalne stvari.
And the third illusion is that we become so disgusted with material things.
Treća vrsta iluzije da postanemo tako zgađeni sa materijalnim stvarima.
When we were coming here to Sarajevo by car, we saw what this disgust or this repulsion or disregard can do. A horrible war has happened because of this illusion.
I kada smo dolazili u Sarajevo, vidjeli smo zapravo kakve užase može nanijeti ta iluzija kao što je ovdje rat bio.
And the fourth illusion is that we become totally absorbed in our material life and don't think that there's anything beyond this.
I četvrta iluzija je da postanemo potpuno apsorbirani u naš materijalni život i mislimo da nema ništa iznad toga.
We are all in an illusion. Mr. Chakravarti has made this, has given this example.
Taj gospodin Chakravarti je dao ovaj primjer.
He was a magician.
Bio je mađioničar.
And he was put into a sack.
Mađončar znači bio je stavljen u vreću.
The sack was closed tight.
Ta vreća je bila zatvorena, čvrsto svezana.
And then it was put into a box.
I bila je stavljena u kutiju.
The box was closed.
Ta kutija je bila zaključana, tako kako on pokazao.
And then the whole arrangement was put behind a curtain.
I sve je to bilo postavljeno iza zavjese.
And then one worker of the circus said, "Mr. Chakravarti, come out."
I onda je jedan od radnika cirkusa rekao, "Gospodine Chakravarti, izađi."
And then they would say, "Mr. Chakravarti, now play on the harmonium, please."
Onda bi rekli, "Gospodine Chakravarti, sada sviraj na harmonium, molim."
They had also tablas there.
Također su imali par tabli tamo.
The circus worker said, "Mr. Chakravarti, now play tabla."
Onda isto taj radnik cirkusa rekao, "Gospodine Chakravarti, sviraj tablu."
Blum, 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 blum.
And then the
circus worker said, "Now you have to go behind the curtain and catch Mr. Chakravarti." For anyone in the audience.
Aha. E onda je taj radnik cirkusa rekao, odnosno uposlenik rekao bilo kome u publici, znači bilo ko od publike da ode iza zavjese i da uhvati tog gospodina Chakravarti.
They saw some shadow behind the curtain.
Oni su vidjeli neku sjenku iza zavjese.
They were trying to capture the shadow.
Pokušavali su uhvatiti tu sjenu.
But no one could capture.
Ali niko nije to uspjevao.
Then after some time they opened the box.
Nakon određenog vremena su otvorili
sack
i vreću.
And by this time Mr. Chakravarti was sweating.
I u to vrijeme gospodin Chakravarti se već znojio.
And he felt very exhausted.
I osjećao se vrlo iscrpljeno.
He had been in there the whole time, but he'd made this magical illusions.
Bio je znači unutra čitao vrijeme, ali je pravio te mađončarske iluzije.
The whole circus was in this illusion.
Čitav cirkus je bio pod tom iluzijom.
That he had come out and played the card, the harmonium and the tablas.
Da je on izašao van i svirao harmonium, tablu.
Incredible.
Nevjerovatno.
This is also how Maya works in our consciousness.
To isto pokazuje kako Maya djeluje na našu svjesnost.
Every one of us is under a certain type of illusion.
Svako od nas je pod određenom vrstom iluzije.
And spiritual life means to wake up from this type of from the illusion of material existence.
I duhovni život znači probuditi se iz iluzije materijalnog postojanja.
We will talk today how we can wake up from Maya's illusion.
Danas ćemo govoriti o tome kako se možemo probuditi iz Majine iluzije.
But before this we want to chant a few mantras in glorification of Prabhupada.
Ali prije toga bi željeli da izgovorimo, odnosno mantramo par mantri u slavu Šila Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhi Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vacharyare Sadarine
Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
This door is a very great challenge for our attention.
Ova vrata su veliki izazov za našu pažnju.
I have seen Sanatan yogis looking all the time at the door.
Vidio sam Sanatan yogija kako čitao vrijeme gleda u vrata.
I think he has situated himself to, so that it's not so boring in the lecture.
Mislim da se situirao tako da mu nije dosadno na lekciji.
Usually what we do is we put always the lecture thing at the furthest end from the door, because our devotees are world masters in inattention, so they always look when there's a small diversion. Even if it's totally uninteresting, they find it interesting, the diversion.
Mi kaže stavimo znači predavača ono obično skroz na drugi kraj od vrata, tako da ono, jer je poznato da bakte uvijek sklanjaju pogled od predavača prema vratima kad neko ulazi na najmanji znak.
I have found this out by statistical analysis that the Hare Krishna people are the most unattentive people on the planet.
To sam saznao vrlo detaljnom analizom da zapravo su Hare Krishna ljudi najnepažljiviji ljudi.
It's, I think because many of them have not understood what is the meaning of yoga.
A mislim da je to zato što mnogi od njih nisu razumjeli šta je zapravo značenje joge.
Patanjali says the whole process, purpose of yoga is to bring the, the functions of the mind, the material mind, to a stoppage.
Patanjali kaže da je zapravo svrha joge dovesti um u jednu mirnu tačku.
The two functions of the mind are to accept something or reject something.
Dvije funkcije uma su da prihvati ili odbaci nešto.
And they work all the time like a subtle muscle.
I čitavo vrijeme rade kao suptilni mišić.
Either we accept something,
ili nešto prihvaćamo,
we become interested in it,
postanemo zainteresovani za to,
or we reject it,
ili odbacujemo.
We become uninterested in.
Postanemo nezainteresovani za nešto.
In this way our mind is always engaged with matter, either positively or negatively.
Na ovaj način naš um je stalno zaokupljen materijom, bilo negativno ili pozitivno.
This function has been going on since time immemorial, actually.
I ta funkcija se zapravo odvija već čitavu vječnost.
And all yoga processes know that this type of, that the mind, as long as it is uncontrolled and keeps on with these functions, will bind the conditioned soul to material existence.
I svi yoga procesi obavještavaju da sve dok je um u takvom neobuzdanom stanju, jednostavno osobu sprečava da duhovno napreduje.
It is very, very difficult to give up these two functions of the mind.
Vrlo se teško odreći te dvije funkcije uma.
It is almost impossible.
Gotovo nemoguće.
Because the mind has a god-like power.
Jer um ima snagu Boga, kao Bog sam.
Yes. Very, very strong.
Vrlo, vrlo snažno.
Yes. This whole material existence is based on the mind which is has left Lord Krishna.
Znači čitava ova materijalna egzistencija je bazirana, odnosno izgrađena na umu koji je napustio gospodina Krishna.
Mm-hmm. When we leave Lord Krishna, we become covered by the material energy called Maya.
Kada napustimo Krišnu, postanemo prekriveni materijalnom energijom koja se zove Maja.
This covering energy is called Avaranatmika Shakti.
Ova prekrivajuća energija se zove Avaranatmika Shakti.
And once the pure spiritual soul has been covered by this covering energy, Maya takes him with another energy and pulls him into material life.
Jednom kada je živo biće postalo prekriveno od strane te energije, onda ga Maja povuče drugom energijom dublje u materijalnu egzistenciju.
This is called Prachepatmika Shakti or the pulling energy.
Ta se zove Prachepatmika Shakti ili da je nazovem povlačeća energija.
You can watch this energy every day if you just take a stolica and go onto the marketplace and sit there and become a scientist who observes the energies of Maya.
Možete promatrati ovu energiju svaki dan ako uzmete stolicu i odete recimo na tržnicu i onda posmatrate.
You can maybe put the stolica before a computer shop.
Postanete naučnik, to sam izostavio, koji promatra također stolicu, možete postaviti ispred prodavnice kompjutera.
Then you might see a person coming by.
Možete vidjeti osobu koja prolazi.
He looks into the computer shop and sees a very nice model which begins to capture his attention.
Možete vidjeti, znači, to osoba koja prolazi, primijeti jedan jako lijep model u izlogu i istovremeno je privučena tim modelom.
He looks at it and he becomes attracted.
Pogleda, znači, u to stvari, postane privučen njom.
And now the pulling potency of Maya will start to work.
I onda će ta povlačeća snaga Maje početi da djeluje.
He develops a stronger form of attachment, which is called greed.
On razvija veću formu vezanosti, odnosno visoću, koja se zove pohlepa.
He purchases the thing.
Kupi tu stvar.
And finally, he tries to enjoy it.
Naposljedku pokuša uživati u njoj.
Maybe he goes into internet.
Možda ode i posjeti internet.
And he becomes disturbed by what he sees.
Postane uznemiren onim što vidi.
Often his programs deceive him. They are not as wonderful as he thought.
I ti ga malo programi razočaraju jer nisu tako divni kako je mislio.
Globalist computer. He becomes very angry.
Glupi kompjuter postane vrlo ljut.
Krishna describes this and so on. Krishna describes this process that while we look at the object of the senses, we develop some attachment to them.
Krishna opisuje taj proces da mi kada gledamo u predmete čula postajemo, razvijamo neku vezanost za njih.
Yes, from this attachment, desire and greed develop.
Iz te vezanosti se javljaju želja i pohlepa.
Then we lose our memory, what is right and what is wrong.
Onda gubimo naše pamćenje, ne možemo diferencirati šta je dobro, šta loše.
And at the end of a long process, we are again totally bound in material consciousness.
I na kraju dugačkog procesa mi smo na posljedku potpuno vezani materijalnom svjesnošću.
This is a process which happens every day in our consciousness.
To je proces koji se zbiva svaki dan u našoj svjesnosti.
We become attached to something which is not Krishna and become filled with desires which pull us away from the Lord.
Postanemo vezani za nešto što nije Krishna, razvijamo želju i to nas povlači daleko od Gospodina.
A very good example in this connection is told in the Matsya Purana when Narada Muni asked Lord Krishna, please, my Lord, can you show me the power of your illusory energy?
Vrlo dobar primjer ovoga je dat u Matsya Purani kada Narada Muni pita Gospodina, molim te, pokaži mi moć tvoje iluzorne energije.
Krishna smiles and asks, do you really want to see it?
Krishna se nasmio i rekao, da li stvarno želiš vidjeti?
Narada Muni says, yes, my Lord.
Narada Muni je rekao, da, moj gospodine.
I'm preaching about it, I must understand it.
Ja propovijedam o tome, znači trebam to razumjeti.
So Krishna takes note and continues to walk with Narada Muni through, I believe, something like a desert.
I onda su njih dvojica nastavili da šetaju, vjerujem, kroz pustinju.
After some time, the Lord says, my dear Narada Muni, can you please bring me a glass of water? I'm a little thirsty.
Nakon određenog vremena gospodin je rekao, moj dragi Narada Muni, možeš li, molim te, donijeti čašu vode, malo sam žedan.
Narada Muni says, yes, I will try, and he goes through the desert until he comes to a village next to a river.
Narada Muni je rekao, da, pokušat ću, i otišao je da traži tu vodu kroz pustinju da bi došao do sela koje je bilo uz rijeku.
And there on the last door of the village he finds a beautiful woman who opens the door for him and says, "Oh, what do you want?"
I na kraju sela sreće prelijepu djevojku koja mu otvara vrata i pita, "O, šta želiš?"
So he says, "My lord," he says to the woman, "I want a glass of water."
I on kaže toj ženi, "Želim čašu vode."
But she invites him in.
Ali ona ga poziva unutra.
And before he knows, he has forgotten about the glass of water. He's married to the woman.
Vjenčao se sa ženom.
And has many children.
I ima mnogo djece.
Until finally, the monsoon starts.
Dok na posljedku nisu počeli monsuni.
A very terrific monsoon, which fills the river with so much water that the water comes and destroys the village.
Vrlo strašni monsun je toliko da je kiša napunila rijeku koja se izlila i uništila selo.
So Narada Muni wants to save his family and asks everyone to go onto a boat.
Narada Muni želi spasiti svoju porodicu i od svakog od njih traži da se popnu na brod, na čamac.
But the water becomes higher and higher and higher and more stormy. He begins to fight against the waves on the boat.
Voda postaje sve veća i veća i veća i oluja je gora i onda čamac počne da se ljulja, on počne da se bori s tim.
And finally, one wave takes away one son.
I onda na posljedku jedan val odnosi jednog sina.
The next wave takes away a son called Sri Hari.
Sljedeći val odnosi sina po imenu Shihari.
The third wave comes and takes away a son called Nanda Gopal.
Treći val dolazi i odnosi sina po imenu Nanda Gopal.
Then the wife is taken away by another wave.
I žena je odnesena sljedećim valom.
The boat comes tumbling around.
Čamac se prevrnuo i...
And Narada Muni is battered in the water.
Narada Muni je također u vodi.
And begins to drown.
Počinje se daviti.
He screams.
Vrišti.
And he wakes up and sees a yellow dhoti above him.
I iznenada se budi i vidi iznad sebe žuti dhoti.
He had screamed, "Krishna, Krishna!"
Vrisno je, "Krishna, Krishna!"
Then he woke up and saw a yellow dhoti.
Da se probudio i vidio žuti dhoti.
And the Lord smiled at him and said, "Do you now know what is my Maya?"
Onda mu se gospodin nasmiješio i rekao, "Da li sad znaš šta je moja Maya?"
It is very strong.
Vrlo je snažna.
And where is my glass of water?
A gdje je moja čaša vode? Narada Muni je rekao, "Zaboravio sam."
"Why don't you go again? Get me a glass of water, Lord asks."
Zašto opet ne odeš i ne doneseš mi čašu vode?
Then Lord, then Narada Muni goes again, finds the same village, the same door, the same beautiful woman.
Onda Narada Muni odlazi, nalazi isto selo, ista vrata, istu prelijepu ženu.
And he says, "What do you want?"
I kaže, "Šta želiš?"
He says, a glass of water for my friend.
A on kaže, "Čašu vode za svog prijatelja."
"Sigurno?" she asks.
"Jesi siguran?" ona pita.
"Yes, 100%.
Da, 100%.
"Please give me only the glass of water."
Molim te, daj mi samo čašu vode.
"I have learned something."
Učio sam nešto.
"But I won't tell you." And he gets the glass of water and brings it to Krishna.
Dobija čašu vode i donosi je Krishna.
Yes. I think you have all heard the story, so I made it a little bit short.
Mislim da ste već svi čuli ovu priču, zato sam je učinio malo kraću.
The point of the story is that as long as you keep Krishna in your mind, then Krishna will be very, very attentive to you.
Poenta je da sve dok držite Krishnu u svom umu, Krishna će obraćati pažnju na vas, bit će uz vas.
And he will protect you from Maya's influence.
I zaštitit će vas od Majinog uticaja.
But when you forget Krishna, then Maya is immediately there.
Ali kad zaboravite Krishnu, Maya je odmah tu.
Now there is one secret about Krishna consciousness. The Lord wants us to surrender eventually all our everything to him.
Sada postoji jedna tajna svjesnosti Krišne, a to je da na posljedku Gospodin želi da mu predamo sve.
That's why I was encouraging all of you to be a little bit more attentive.
Zato sam ja ohrabrivao sve vas da budete malo onako više pažljivi.
Krishna will only really start to appear in your life when you give him 100% of your attention.
Krishna će jedino početi da se pojavljuje u vašem životu kada mu date 100% pažnju.
Many of us remember the story of Draupadi.
Mnogi od nas sjećaju priče o Draupadi.
Draupadi, as you all know, was in a terrible danger to be dishonored in a public assembly.
Draupadi je, kao što znate, bila u velikoj opasnosti da bude obešašena na javnom skupu.
They wanted to disrobe her.
Željeli su da je obnaže.
She was calling Krishna, Krishna.
I ona je zvala Krishna, Krishna.
And look towards Dronacharya. Do you have no sense of honor? Forbid this man to do this, to disrobe a princess.
Gledala je u Dronačarju, zar nemaš ni trunku časti da zabraniš ovom čovjeku da me obnaži?
But nothing was happening. There were these cruel, violent men. They're just this continuing to disrobe her.
A ništa se nije dešavalo i ovi ljudi su nastavljali da je skidaju.
Dronačarju looked the other way.
Dronačarju je gledao u drugu stranu.
He called Krishna, Krishna.
Ona je zvala Krishna, Krishna.
And then turned her attention to Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, please protect me.
Ona je pogledala u dedu, Bhishmu, molim te zaštiti me.
But Bhishma also looked the other way.
Ali Bhishma je također pogledao u drugom pravcu.
Then finally she went, Krishna, Krishna, and only surrendered to Krishna.
Onda je naposljedku vikala, Krishna, Krishna, i predala se samo Krishna.
At this moment, only at this moment, the Zari came.
Tek u tom času se Zari pojavio.
An unending material of Zari.
Jednostavno, beskrajan Zari.
Which became so full of the palace that it was stuffed.
Koji je, toliko ga je bilo puno da je palača bila ispunjena.
Now, later, Draupadi met Lord Krishna.
Kasnije Draupadi je srela gospodina Krishnu.
She had a problem.
Imala je problem.
And she wanted to discuss with Krishna.
I željela ga je prodiskutovati sa Krishnom.
She said, my dear Lord, why did you take so long?
Rekla je, moj dragi gospodine, zašto ti je trebalo toliko dugo?
Only in the last minute you came and saved me.
Samo u zadnjoj minuti si došao da me spasiš.
Why so long?
Zašto tako dugo?
I'm sure that you have seen everything from the beginning to the end.
Sigurna sam da si vidio sve od samog početka do kraja.
Listen to Krishna's answer.
Slušajte Krishnin odgovor.
Krishna said,
Krishna je rekao,
well, you were calling to me, but you were actually taking shelter Dronacharya, isn't it?
Pa zvala si me, ali zapravo si uzimala utočište u Dronacharji, zar ne?
You were saying Drona, you were saying Krishna, but you then said Dronacharya, please, you help.
Govorila si Krishna, ali onda si rekla Dronacharya, molim te pomozi.
Then you called Krishna, but you turned to grandfather Bhishma and said, Bhishma, can't you help?
Onda si zvala Krishna, ali si se okrenula Bhishmi, onda si rekla, Bhishma, zar mi ti ne možeš pomoći?
Draupadi said, yes.
Draupadi rekla, da.
Yeah. So Krishna said, I was thinking, let Dronacharya help him.
Tako
you call
sam
for
mislio,
him more.
Nek ti Dronacharya pomogne, zove njega.
Let Bhishma help you. You call for him more.
Nek ti Bhishma pomogne, više si njega zvala.
Only when you really turned to me, I thought I should help you.
Samo kad si se stvarno okrenula meni, onda sam pomislio da ti trebam pomoći.
This is the secret about Krishna's nature.
To je tajna Krishna prirode.
He wants real devotees.
On hoće prave bhakte.
And sometimes he waits until we become real devotees.
Ponekad čeka dok mi ne postanemo pravi bhakte.
He keeps himself invisible until the moment where we really surrender to him.
Krije se, odnosno čini sebe nevidljivim sve dok momenta dok ga mi ne vidimo.
We really surrender to him.
Dok se mi njemu ne predamo zaista.
This you need to know when you are turning to Krishna consciousness.
Ovo trebate znati kad se okrećete svjesnosti Krišne.
It is a process where your full attention is required.
To je proces u kojem se zahtjeva puna pažnja.
When you give only half attention or one quarter of your attention to it, Krishna will not reveal himself in totality.
Ako date samo pola pažnje ili četvrtinu pažnje, Krišna se neće u potpunosti razotkriti.
Now, by the way, this is, anyways, a very important principle to give your whole attention.
Kako bilo, to je u svakom slučaju vrlo važan princip dati punu pažnju.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna discusses his devotees and he says, they are really fixed on one goal only.
I u Bhagavad Giti Krishna diskutira, odnosno objašnjava svoje bhakte i kaže da su oni ufiksirani na jedan cilj zapravo.
And he says, in contrast, the non-devotees have a many-branched intelligence.
On kaže, opozitno njima, a bhakte imaju mnogo interesa, mnogo različitih inteligencija i razgranata na mnogo grana.
Now we know that the intelligence or your whole being is fixed really on one thing, you become extremely strong.
Znamo da ukoliko je inteligencija usmjerena samo na jednu stvar, postanemo ekstremno jaki.
But the moment you're really diverted, in your energy is diverted in so many other things, it just doesn't work.
Ali u momentu kada je inteligencija usmjerena na toliko puno stvari, onda to jednostavno ne funkcionira.
A little while I made an experiment in karate.
Prije određenog vremena napravio sam eksperiment u karateu.
I took a piece of wood.
Uzeo sam komad drveta.
Like this, and then I was instructed, you should just go through it with your hand.
Data mi je instrukcija da samo trebam jednostavno, znači, svojom rukom udariti po tome i proći kroz ruku.
You cannot think of anything else.
Ali ne smiješ misliti ni o čemu drugom.
You just think of going through the wood.
Samo misli o tome kako prolaziš kroz drvo.
So, I went like this and thought of Shrishti Karta.
Tako da sam uradio ovako i mislio na Shrishti Karta.
And a bang.
I onda mi se ruka odbila.
Then I... went again like this and thought of Navina Nirada.
Onda sam opet ovako krenuo i pomislio na Navina Nirada.
And I was not going through this.
Then
I said, enough of this experiment, I will now fix my mind on the bottom of the floor.
Onda sam rekao, dosta ovog eksperimenta, sad ću ufiksirati svoj um na dno, na pod.
And I went like, shum, and went like it through butter, like as if it was butter.
Uradio tako i ruka mi je prošla kroz to kao da je bio puter.
This is how powerful the umski is.
Vidite kako je moćan um.
Please don't think you all have to do this, it is not necessary.
Molim vas, nemojte misliti da ovo svi morate uraditi, nije neophodno.
Can imagine Kishori. This is now a Dukhanda practice. Sarana.
Mogu zamisliti kako Kishori. Zamisla sad, ovo je duhovna praksa sadana.
No, it is just for an experiment. I have to lecture many things. So
ne, to je samo za eksperiment. Pošto ja dajem lekcije na mnogo stvari, onda dajem različite primjere.
We also know from scriptures that you know, when you were a child, do you remember you had a lupa? Is it a lupa? A glass? Yeah, and you would put it into the sun rays, and then the sun rays would become concentrated and would be so powerful that they could ignite a fire. Do you remember?
Ok, kad smo, ako se sjećate, kad ste bili djeca, onda biste imali neku vrstu lupe, ono, kroz koju, koju biste mogli staviti na svjetlost i onda bi sunce prolazilo kroz to i mogla bi se desiti vatra, da se zapali vatra kroz to.
Male djece doing this? Yes?
No, mala djeca.
So, it works really when you concentrate anything, your mind or the rays of the sun.
It
becomes very powerful.
Bilo da usmjerite svoj um ili zrake sunca, to postaje jako moćno.
Anything. So in spiritual life, you need to bring your mind to the lotus feet of Krishna.
Tako u duhovnom životu treba usmjeriti svoj um na lotusova stopala Krishne.
If you only bring your body, this is not good enough.
Ako ponesete, odnosno uključite samo svoje tijelo, to nije dovoljno.
You dress in a dhoti.
Učite se u dhoti.
The tilak.
Stavite tilak.
And a zari.
Sari.
And instead of hello, you say haribol.
I umjesto zdravo kažete haribol.
This is not enough.
To nije dovoljno.
Krishna wants your umski.
Krishna želi vaš um.
Yes, vaš um. Yes, yes, yes. This is where our practice has something to do with yoga practice.
I ova praksa, odnosno praktikovanje, ima nešto veze povezane sa jogom.
In the traditional yoga practice, where you want to control your mind, you start with the understanding that your mind is many-branched.
U tradicionalnom procesu joge zapravo se kreće sa tačke da ukoliko želite, znači početi ovladavati um, da krenete sa tačke da on ima puno grana.
And you want to slowly by breathing exercises shastric study bring it to a level where it is like a light in a room without any wind.
I zapravo praktikovanjem disanja i proučavanjem šastra želite ga dovesti do tačke kada je kao svjetlost koja nije uznemirana, svjetlost svijeće koja nije uznemirena vjetrom.
Those of you who read the Bhagavad Gita, they remember this example that Krishna describes the mind to be as concentrated as a light in a room there is no wind blowing.
I Bhagavad, oni od vas koji su čitali Bhagavad Gita, vjerovatno vam je poznat ovaj primjer gdje se kaže da je da treba dovesti um do tačke kada je kao ta svijeća, odnosno plamen koji je u sobi gdje nema vjetra.
What this practically means is that a person wants to live in the mode of goodness so that his mind is no longer getting food from the mode of passion and ignorance.
Šta je zapravo poenta tu, to je da bi osoba trebala živjeti u guni vrline, tako da on više nije pod utjecajem gune strasti ili neznanja.
Ultimately the yogi wants to go to wants to be so strong in his mind that he can even go to a disturbed place and remain very strong.
Disturbed place.
Yes.
Na posljedku, svrha je da jogi bi trebao postati tako snažan, znači imati ovladan um, neuznemiren, da iako ode na mjesto koje uznemiravajuće, on će ostati miran.
In our slideshow we have such a yogi. He goes every day to the most busiest street crossing in Varanasi and meditates there in the midst of the traffic.
Na našem slajdu imamo jednog jogija koji ide na najzauzetije raskršće u Varanasiju i tamo meditira.
He just keeps his mind fixed.
Jednostavno drži svoj um fiksiranim.
What do you think? Would this be helpful for you?
Šta mislite, da li bi ovo vama mogli koristiti?
I think it would certainly be helpful for us weak-minded people, but it's also very difficult to conceive of doing such a thing.
Da, mislim da to bilo jako dobro za ljude koji imaju um slab, ali je vrlo teško pojmiti da se ostvare te stvari.
See, in Krishna consciousness, we don't have this type of, we have this goal also, a similar goal, but not this type of process.
Eto, u svjesnosti Krišne mi nemamo ovakvu vrstu procesa, imamo sličan cilj, odnosno postavimo cilj, ali proces je drugčiji.
The way we keep our mind fixed is by falling in love.
Način na koji mi držimo naš um za okupiranim je da se zaljubimo.
We want to fall in love with Krishna.
Želimo se zaljubiti Krišnu.
And in this way our mind is fixed.
In ovaj način naš um je fiksiran.
Prabhupada gave the example that a devotee can be still engaged in the material world, but because he is so much fixed in love with on Krishna, he's not disturbed.
Prabhupada je dao primjer da bhakta može još uvijek biti zaokupiran nekim materijalnim stvarima, međutim, ukoliko je njegov um fiksiran i zaljubljen je u Krišnu, neće biti uznemiren.
To make this point clear, he has said that just like a housewife who has another lover is doing everything very nice in her household, but her mind is really fixed on the lover. In the same way, a devotee does his duties in the material world, but his mind is really fixed on Krishna.
I da bi to pojasnio, Prabhupada daje primjer zapravo žene koja, domaćice koja ima muža, ali i ljubavnika, i onda da bi jednostavno održala tu vezu sa ljubavnikom, ona radi razni aranžman, radi bolje kuću, posprema sve to, ali zapravo njen um je na drugom mjestu.
But to really be fixed on Krishna, just like someone is fixed in a loving relationship on the other, requires a very intelligent plan which you have to make for your life.
Ali da bi bili zaljubljeni u Krišnu i fiksirani na njega, onda to zahtjeva jako inteligentan plan.
It can only happen if you really hear about Krishna with full attention.
Može se jedino desiti ukoliko čujemo o Krišni sa punom pažnjom.
The example of this is Rukmini.
Primjer ovoga je Rukmini.
Rukmini was to be married to Shishupal.
Rukmini, she wanted...
No, was to be married, yes. She didn't
Rukmini
want...
Rukmini se trebala udati za Shishupala.
Now, from her childhood on, she'd heard about Krishna from the saint Narada Muni, who used to visit the palace of her father.
I u svom djetinstvu je čula puno o Krišni od strane Narada Munija, koji je posjećivao njenog oca.
And by this repeated hearing about Lord Krishna, the form of the Lord was so much fixed in her heart that she only could remember Krishna.
I slušajući toliko puno o Krišni, jednostavno u njenom srcu se razvila velika ljubav jedino prema Krišni.
And she wrote him actually a letter.
I ona je u stvari njemu napisala pismo.
Please kidnap me.
Molim te, ozmi me.
Very, 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 very blunt. She said, very blunt, very open.
Rekla je to vrlo otvoreno.
He said, ordinary man cannot give me satisfaction.
Rekla je, obični čovjek mi ne može pružiti zadovoljstvo.
What are these ordinary men?
Šta su ti obični ljudi?
There's some urine in them, and some stool, and some bones, and some mustache.
Urina, izmeta, kostiju, brkova.
Yeah. They cannot take care of me.
Oni se ne mogu brinuti o meni.
She was very attached to Krishna.
Bila je vrlo vezana za Krishnu.
And not so attached to the material energy.
A ne tako vezana za materijalnu energiju.
And it is described that on the day of her marriage to a mundane person, the Lord just appeared and took her on his chariot and brought her into freedom.
I opisano je da je na sam dan njenog vjenčanja, kada se trebalo vjenčati za tu materialističku osobu, da se gospodin pojavio i odveo je svojom kočijom.
This is very significant for us.
To je vrlo značajno.
We are also in the danger to go into an unholy relationship.
Mi smo također u opasnosti da završimo u ne svetoj vezi. I opisano je da zapravo um bhakte ima nepodijeljenu pažnju i da ide vrlo, vrlo brzo pravim tokom do Krišne.
The yogis try to bring themselves to this stage by forcing their minds.
Jogi se pokušavaju dovesti do ovog stupnja sileći svoje umove.
But the devotee of Krishna wants to allow his mind to become attracted to Krishna.
Ali bhakta želi dozvoliti svom umu da postane privučen s Krishnom.
Attraction is more powerful than force.
Jer ta privlačnost je snažnija nego sila.
I remember once I had read about the poet Emerson, who had a calf which ran away from the barn, and he tried to capture it.
Jednom sam čitao jednu stvar od pjesnika Emersona koji je imao tele koje je pobjeglo iz svog mjesta gdje ga je držao.
Yes, so he was capturing the calf and wanted to push it to bring it back to the barn.
Tako da je on zapravo trčao za tim teletom, pokušao ga uhvatiti i da ga vrati na mjesto.
But the calf was extremely determined to not go.
Ali ono je bilo tako odlučno da se tamo ne vrati.
So he couldn't push the calf back and to where it belonged.
Tako da ga nije mogao vratiti i ugurati tamo gdje je stajalo, gdje je pripadalo.
Then his maiden, a house maiden, I think it's called, who takes a lady who takes care of the house, saw this and she was just shaking her head and said, this doesn't work.
I onda je spremačica koja je pospremala kuću, kad je vidjela ovo, jednostavno mahnula je glavom, ono, ovo ne funkcionira.
So she took her finger, put it into the milk, put the finger in the mouth of the calf, and then went like, and brought the calf where it belonged to her.
I onda je umočila svoj prst u mlijeko i prišla teletu, stavila prst u njegova usta i onda ga je tako dovela do mjesta gdje je prije bilo.
This is a good example for the process of Krishna consciousness.
To je dobar primjer za proces svjesnosti Krishna.
We wish to attract our mind, not to force our mind.
Mi želimo privući svoj um, ne ga prisiliti.
How can we make our mind more attractive to Krishna?
Kako možemo učiniti svoj um da, kako možemo učiniti da um bude više privučen Krishnom?
It's not so easy because our mind is unfortunately so attracted to this material energy.
To nije tako lako jer je na našu nesreću um toliko privučen materijalnom energijom.
You know, by these two muscles, attraction and repulsion.
Jer znate, s tim mišićem zapravo, odbacivanjem i prihvatanjem.
You remember this muscle?
Sjećate se što smo spominjali mišić?
Yes, the mind just naturally goes to the material energy with these two functions. Attraction or, I don't know what this.
Prirodno ide na materiju s te dvije stvari, prihvatanjem ili odbacivanjem.
And our muscle of attraction to Krishna is very slabby.
I naš mišić privučenost prema Krishni je vrlo slab.
It is so scandalous how weak we are.
Tako je skandalozno kako smo slabi.
Anything except for Krishna is attracting for us.
Bilo šta osim Krishne nam je privlačno.
We are very, very unfortunate people in this Kali Yuga.
Vrlo smo vrlo nesretni mi ljudi u ovoj Kali Yugi.
How will we get this mind to become attracted to Krishna?
Kako ćemo učiniti da taj um postane privučen Krishnom?
The example is we have to be very disciplined in our activities.
Dati primjer da trebamo biti vrlo...
In our spiritual activities.
Disciplinovani u našim duhovnim aktivnostima.
We have to do them every day, possibly at the same time.
Trebali bismo ih praktikovati svaki dan u isto vrijeme.
We have to almost build up a new muscle of attraction to Krishna.
Moramo skoro potpuno novi mišić izgraditi.
I know what I'm talking about because I have a back problem and I need to do every day exercises which build up a certain muscle so that the bones are kept in a certain position.
Znam o čemu govorim, jer svaki dan moram raditi vježbe da bih izgradio, odnosno pojačao određeni mišić da bi sve okay funkcioniralo.
This is the meaning of sadhana bhakti.
To je značenje sadhane bhakti.
That you every day have to do a certain amount of practices.
Svaki dan moramo raditi određenu stvar.
These practices are so important.
I te aktivnosti su tako bitne.
Otherwise we don't have any chance.
U suprotnom nemamo nikakve šanse.
I remember my assistant Shishtikata, just like me, he also has to do yoga.
Sjećam se da moj asistent Shishtikata također mora da radi jogu.
He tried it one time for half a year.
Morao je, pokušao je to da radi jednom pola godine.
You know, then one day, oh, it's all right, we don't do it today, we have so much service today.
I onda mi je rekao, ok, danas ne moramo da to radimo, pošto imamo toliko službe.
Then the next day, oh, there's nice prasadam now.
Sljedeći dan, joj, tako je dobar ovaj prasadam sada.
And his problem did not go away, because he didn't do his exercises.
Njegov problem nije nestajao zato što nije radio svoje vježbe.
And he was suffering very much because he has to drive always for many hours and his back makes him problem.
Tako da je patio jako puno jer ima problema sa vježbama, a mora voziti.
But then one day it became so bad that he decided, okay, from today on I will always stay and do each day a minimum of 15 minutes. 20 years.
Ali jedan dan je to postalo toliko teško, više tako se pogoršalo stanje, da je čvrsto odlučio, ok, od sad radim svaki dan 15-20
minuta. And to make sure that he does it right after his bathroom activities in the morning.
I da bi se uvjerio da će to uraditi, svako jutro radi ih odmah te vježbe, nakon što završi sve neophodno u toaletu.
And now he looks quite healthy.
Izgleda prilično zdravo.
Yeah, he's an old man, but
he's star čovjek.
This is how you have to do sadhana bhakti.
To je način na koji se izvodi sadhana bhakti.
You have to know, if I don't do it, this disease of not being attracted to Krishna continues.
Trebate znati, ukoliko ne praktikujem to, ova bolest odvojenosti od Krišne će rasti.
I will never get the right muscle.
Nikad neću izgraditi pravi mišić.
The muscle of remembering Krishna.
A mišić sjećanja na Krishnu.
It's totally undeveloped.
Totalno je nerazvijen.
I think Draupadi knows, and also Kishore, when there is a sick man, you have to make gymnastics every day with him, so that he gets the snaga and one day can walk again.
Mislim da Draupadi i Kishore također znaju da ukoliko je čovjek bolestan, svaki dan mora raditi vježbe da bi ojačao, da bi mogao hodati.
They are sisters in the hospital. They are orthopedics. No, your orthopedic sister? Physiotherapist.
Your physiotherapist?
My nurse, yes. Physiotherapist.
Yeah,
yes.
She knows. Ona je fizioterapeut, pa zna šta znači rehabilitirati tako ljudi koji...
So that the muscle... so that the muscle is... and then we get the right muscle to think of Krishna, yes, to start functioning, yes.
Kaže ona, znači potrebno je tako puno vježbi da bi se mišić pravilno pokrenuo i u ovom slučaju taj mišić našeg sjećanja na Krišnu.
Yeah. You have to do it every day with discipline.
I moramo to raditi svaki dan disciplinovano.
Otherwise you are lost.
U suprotnom izgubljeni ste.
And after some time you will see how the muscles starts working.
I nakon određenog vremena vidite kako mišić počne djelovati.
It gives you such good results.
Radi, daje tako dobre rezultate.
You just remember Krishna spontaneously.
Počnete se sjećati Krishne spontano.
Yeah, you become a spontano bhakta.
Postanete spontano
bhakta. Srila Prabhupada, he compared this with typing exercises.
Srila Prabhupada je ovo poredio sa vježbom kucanja.
If you type every day, from the typing manual, ASDF JOT KLM.
Svaki dan kucate po priručniku ASDAK,
yeah? Yeah, yeah. Then after some time, you somehow build this function in you.
Nakon određenog vremena počnete razvijati tu funkciju, sposobnost.
And then you can type in challenge and you know do many things.
Onda možete kucati, gledati okolo, raditi mnoge stvari.
Yeah, yeah. But if you don't go through this period, there is no chance that this happens.
Ali ako ne prođete kroz taj period vježbanja, znači nema šanse da se to desi.
Now the normal thing, you normally learn this in an ashram.
Ovo obično naučite u ashramu.
Mm. You get up at 4 o'clock, otherwise you don't get anything to eat.
Ustajete u 4, inače ne dobijete ništa za jesti.
Yeah. You're really drilled.
Stvarno vas ono, kako da kažem to.
But trenirate, yes.
Treniraju vas, yeah, ono, yeah. Pravo.
But we don't have an ashram in Sarajevo.
Ali mi nemamo ashram u Sarajevo.
In the absence of an ashram, we can do it in our own home. We just have to set a time aside where we do this, what is called Sadhan Bhakti.
Znači, u nedostatku takvog ashrama to možemo raditi kod kuće i odvojimo vrijeme za ono što zovemo Sadhana Bhakti.
And then we will come to the stage where we will always spontaneously remember Krishna and never forget him.
Onda ćemo doći do stadijuma kada ćemo se spontano sjećati Krišne i nećemo ga nikad zaboraviti.
This is what we want to attain.
Are to je ono što želimo dostići.
Yeah. This is our goal.
To je naš cilj.
If you don't do this, there is not much chance that you become successful in your human form of life.
Koliko ovo ne praktikujete, nema puno šansi da ćete postati uspješni u svom ljudskom obliku života.
This is so what to do precisely in this time?
I šta zapravo sad uraditi?
We should be able to change our rounds, concentrated.
Trebamo, znači, se pobrinuti da mantramo naše krugove koncentrirano.
Yes, and we should in this way learn to fix our mind on Krishna.
I na ovaj način trebamo naučiti da ufiksiramo svoj um na Krishnu.
When the mind is so concentrated, there will be a day, says Srila Prabhupada, where the Lord will appear next to us with his own shaktis and say, I am like this.
I kada zapravo tako koncentrišemo um, onda kaže Srila Prabhupada, bit će dana kada će se Krishna pojaviti u svojim određenim manifestacijama pored nas i reče, ja sam ovakav.
Imagine.
Zamislite. Vrlo lijepo.
So I want to tell you how I personally, this for the end, how I personally deal with this point.
I na kraju bi želio da vam kažem kako ja zapravo se nosim sa tom.
There was a time in my Krishna conscious life where I was becoming very, very interested, how can I meet the Lord?
Bilo je vremena u mojoj svjesnosti Krishne kada sam postao jako zainteresovan za to kako upoznati, odnosno sresti Gospodina.
Because I'm not a manager, I never took on a managerial position in our society because I'm so useless in doing in managing.
Zato što nemam menadžerskih sklonosti, nikad nisam uzeo neku menadžersku poziciju u našem pokretu, neću prevesti u drugu što.
I thought I better don't disturb others and don't disturb myself.
Mislio sam da je bolje da ne uznemiravam druge ili sebe.
So then I thought, why am I really here in this movement?
I onda sam razmišljao, zašto sam zapravo stvarno u ovom pokretu?
I'm not there to have a position.
Nisam ovdje da bivam u neku poziciju.
I'm here to meet my Lord.
Ovdje sam da upoznam svog Gospodina.
And then the question came up, how to do this?
Onda se pojavilo pitanje, kako to uraditi?
Now, At this stage, I wanted to make an investigation of the Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition and collect all the information which is available.
I na toj tačci sam odlučio da prikupim sve dostupne informacije iz Gaudija Vaishnavske tradicije o toj temi.
And I studied everything what is available, and also I studied Srila Prabhupada's preaching.
I onda sam proučavao sve što mi je bilo dostupno kao i Prabhupadovo propovjedanje.
That was in the end most important for me, what my spiritual master had to say to the subject.
I na posljedku je to zapravo bilo najbitnije, ono što je moj duhovni učitelj rekao o toj temi.
And he really made it very but I wanted to also be convinced that his presentation is in tune with our the whole tradition.
Znači, on je definitivno rekao sve što mi je bilo potrebno, ali sam htio da se uvjerim da sve ono što je on rekao da se također i sadrži tamo.
And I, after doing this, I found out that Prabhupada's emphasis was really on chanting the holy name with full concentration.
Onda sam pronašao da pravi naglasak koji je Šila Prabhupada stavljao bio zapravo na potpuno koncentrisano mantranje svetog imena.
He started the movement by sitting down under an oak tree and chanting Hare Krishna for the whole day.
On je počeo pokret, započeo pokret svjesnosti Krišne tako što je sjedio ispod drveta i čitav dan mantrao.
And when he left this planet, he was lying on a bed and was surrounded by loving disciples who also chanted the Hare Krishna mantra all day.
Kada je napuštao ovaj svijet, također je znači ležao u krevetu, okružen svojim učenicima koji su čitav dan pjevali sveto ime.
A little before this time, a devotee asked him, Prabhupada, now where you are here, we can ask you all the questions, but what is when you are gone?
I malo prije nego što se to desiti, bhakti su ga pitali, Prabhupada, sada si tu i možemo te pitati raznorazna pitanja, ali šta kad ti odeš?
And he said, well, don't you understand? Krishna is identical with his holy name.
On je rekao, zar ne razumijete, Krishna je identičan sa svojim svetim imenom.
When you chant his name, he is there. That is effect.
Kada pjevate njegovo ime, on je tu. To je efekat.
So you can see that Prabhupada's mission is let us chant the holy name.
Tako možete vidjeti da je Prabhupadova misija pjevajmo sveto ime.
With full concentration.
Sa potpunom pažnjom.
This is also what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought.
To je ono što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu također objavio.
He brought the presence of the holy name.
Donio je prisustvo svetog imena.
Now we only have to do it.
Sada to samo trebamo uraditi.
We have to think seriously about our life.
Trebamo ozbiljno porazmisliti o svom životu.
We have to arrange a time in our life where we can chant with full concentration.
I organizovati vrijeme u kojem možemo mantrati, to je spjevati s punom koncentracijom.
Also we should learn to be a little bit more careful with our mind.
Također bismo trebali naučiti da budemo malo pažljiviji sa svojim umom.
Do you know that you have 32,000 thoughts a day, Sanatana Yogi?
Da li ste znali da imate 32,000 misli u toku dana, Sanatana
Yogi? They are like an army of ants which crawl around you.
Te misli su kao armija mrava koja puzi svuda po vama.
And what an energy!
Kakva energija?
Kakva energija? Kakva energija? Now, and most of the thoughts are not going to Krishna.
I većina tih misli nisu okrenute ka Krishna.
Most of these thoughts bind us to karmic activities.
Većina tih misli nas vežu za karmičku aktivnost.
Or they are totally useless.
Ili su totalno beskorisni.
We think like, oh, I'm not good enough.
Mislimo, oh, nisam dovoljno dobar.
Oh, what is the future of the world?
kakva je budućnost svijeta?
What is my future?
Kakva je moja budućnost?
Not very good.
Ne vrlo dobro.
We are mental.
Mentalni smo.
We have unproductive thoughts.
Imamo neproduktivne
misli. And we worry and worry and worry and we accept and reject.
I brinemo, brinemo, brinemo i brinemo, brinemo i prihvatamo i odbacujemo.
Yes, brinio. This is brinio.
Brinemo.
Brinemo, brinemo, yes, brinemo. This is very good. Right. This is all what I wanted to say.
To je sve što sam želio reći.
I couldn't express it. I had so many nice notes, but I thought, what's the use? I will talk about this other thing, the subject which I was talking about.
Imao sam toliko puno zapravo stvari koje sam htio reći, ali rekao sam, kako je svrha, pričat ćemo o ovoj drugoj.
I sincerely hope that I could make myself understood.
Iskreno se nadam da ste me mogli razumjeti.
My dear devotees, I know difficult times are still ahead of us.
Moj dragi bhakte, ja znam da su još uvijek teška vremena ispred nas.
If you want to dance through them, fix your mind on Krishna.
Ako želite plesati kroz njih, fiksirajte svoj um na Krishnu.
Yeah, then it's very nice times are ahead of us.
Onda je vrlo lijepa vremena su ispred nas.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Da li imate neki pitanje?
Yes, yes.
Could you just kindly explain or tell us from your experience?
You are the sister of?
Yes. How can we avoid feeling connected in our spiritual life? Like when we read books or when we hear something, or then we accept what is like suitable at that time and we reject the things which are like
I think a certain type of discrimination is necessary.
Ja mislim da je određena količina tog razgraničenja potrebna.
Because we are encouraged to accept what is favorable to our advancement and reject that which is unfavorable.
Jer ohrabruje nas se da prihvatimo ono što je povoljno za naš napredak, a odbacimo ono što je nepovoljno.
I think that what you know and you're more thinking maybe of the things you know which are favorable but which we do like to put aside because our mind is not very favorable to them.
Ti vjerojatno misliš na stvari koje mi iako zapravo trebali da ih prihvatimo, za naš um nam ne izgledaju povoljne pa ih odbacujemo.
We must make up our mind before this accepting and rejection happens, and find out what is favorable and what is unfavorable. And then when we are in the difficult situation, we just follow our natural determination in Krishna consciousness, our determined vows.
A koliko sam ja shvatio, trebamo se znači prije odlučiti, to jeste shvatiti, raspitati se šta je povoljno, šta je nepovoljno, tako da kad dođe moment, da znamo diferencirati.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj gives a lecture series at this moment in London called Vows in Krishna Consciousness.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj daje seriju lekcija u ovom momentu u Londonu koje se zovu Zavjeti u svjesnosti Krishna.
I do not really know the whole contents of his seminar, but I know some of it.
Zapravo ja ne znam čitav sadržaj tih lekcija, ali znam neke od njih.
He will explain that or he usually explains how one becomes extremely strong by making vows in what is favorable.
I on objašnja kako osoba postaje ekstremno jaka, vrlo snažna, ukoliko daje zavjete za ono što je povoljno.
Like, I will do every day a certain amount of mantras.
Kao svaki dan ću mantrati određeni broj mantri. Yes.
Such vows make a person extremely strong.
Takvi zavjeti čine osobu ekstremno vrlo snažnom.
In old times, I think the mother of Prabhupada had a vow to only eat with the left hand until Prabhupada would ask her, why is she eating only with the left hand?
I mislim da je Prabhupadova majka dala zavjet da će jesti lijevom rukom sve dok je Prabhupada ne pita zašto ne jede desnom.
This is a little folky, folky means like folklore.
Narodski,
yes, yes.
To je malo narodski.
But the idea, the idea is that if I do something for the benefit of others, I become very strong.
Ali zapravo poenta toga je da ukoliko uradim nešto za dobrobit drugih, postaću vrlo snažan.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Bilo šta da je.
So, also you need to fix some certain principles in your life by which you abide, no matter what, and then you become strong.
Također trebamo utemeljiti neke principe u svom životu kojih se držimo čvrsto i onda ćemo postati snažni.
Yeah.
I want to ask Maharaj, how we can recognize Paramatma in our heart? So many times in the life we need the right question, I mean, what is good for us in the Krishna's consciousness? And I'm always in doubt what is Krishna's answer.
Yeah.
How we can hear better? How we can come to the proposal of Paramatma, srce je puno puta u životu.
Mm-hmm. You must sharpen your ears for the voice of the Lord.
Moraš zaoštriti svoje uši za glas Gospodina.
One thing is you will understand the spiritual voice of the Lord better when you are on the spiritual platform.
Jedna stvar koju treba razumjeti to je da ćeš bolje čuti taj glas Gospodina kad si na spiritualnoj platformi.
That's why we have all these sadhana exercises.
Zato imamo svu tu vježbu sadhane.
A very good way also to listen, to sharpen your ears and your eyes is to practice what is called an alertness.
Vrlo dobar način također za izoštravanje tog sluha bi bilo praktikovanje onoga što se zove biti na oprezu stalno.
You can for instance go through your life and see maybe you do a certain activity again and again and you get always a certain result again and again.
Recimo ideš kroz život i radiš određenu aktivnost i dobijaš iznova i iznova isti rezultat za tu aktivnost.
And many times Krishna wants to teach you by this result.
I puno puta Krishna želi da te nauči kroz taj rezultat.
But not often we think what happened. We just go through our life like a rocket.
Ali mi često ne razmišljamo zapravo o tome šta će se desiti i idemo kroz naš život kao raketa.
To sharpen your ears and eyes for the plan of the Lord, therefore good if you always minimum every ekadasi goes through your life, look back at your life and see how you acted and what were the results to your activities.
I da bi izoštrilo svoje oči i uši, odnosno sluh, dovoljni, onda recimo bar svakog ekadašija. Svaki kadaši kad dođe trebaš pogledati unazad i vidjeti kako su bili rezultati tvojih aktivnosti.
Krishna, everything is moving under Krishna's control and with everything Krishna gives us a sign but we don't stop in our daily work and look at it and and find out what the Lord wants to tell us.
Sve se pokreće pod Krišnom kontrolom i Krišna nam stalno daje znake zapravo i mi treba, mi nestanemo i ne pogledamo šta nam Krišna govori.
Don't we all know this, Draupadi, that sometimes during our day we see something and then we say, this was Krishna's arrangement.
Mi nemamo svi iskustvo da vidimo neku stvar i kažemo to je bio Krišnin aranžman.
If you look more and more, you will see there are many more arrangements throughout the day than you ever thought.
Ako obraćamo pažnju više i više, onda ćemo vidjeti da postoji toliko puno aranžmana da nismo mogli ni razmišljati o tome koliko.
If you practice this alertness, one day you will come to the stage to understand that everything and everyone moves under Krishna's control.
I ako praktikujemo tu pozornost, onda možemo vidjeti jedan dan da se sve svaka osoba da se kreće i da se sve odvija pod Krishna's
control. But you have to practice this type of God consciousness. Alertness.
A moraš praktikovati tu pozornost svjesnosti Boga jednostavno.
Krishna is describing this one who sees me and everything and everything in me. He is never separated from me and I'm not separated from him.
Krishna to objašnjava da onaj ko vidi sve u meni i mene u svemu nije različit od mene.
Yes. Also you should learn, or we should learn the art of prayer.
Trebamo naučiti umijeće molitve.
Krishna answers prayers.
Krishna
answers prayers.
Krishna odgovara na molitve.
If you pray every day when you are in a difficult situation, you will see that Krishna will make arrangements for you and you will recognize them. This is what Krishna wants.
Ako praktikujemo molitvu i slušamo odgovor, onda ćemo vidjeti Krišnu u svemu. Mm-hmm.
So you must practice your inner ear.
Moramo znači vježbati to unutrašnje uho.
It happens by coming to the level where you can meet Krishna, the spiritual level.
To se odvija
It happens when you come to the spiritual level where you can recognize Krishna.
Na duhovni nivo gdje možemo prepoznati Krishnu.
It also happens when you if you pray to Krishna.
Također se dešava ukoliko se moliš Krishni.
Listen to his answers.
Slušaš njegov odgovor.
And it also happens if you just practice your general alertness.
A također se dešava i ako u globalu praktikujemo to da budemo svjesni.
So that you can see how everything is behind, how Krishna is behind everything.
Tako da možemo vidjeti kako je Krishna iza svega.
Sometimes devotees wants to know, but how can I be sure that this came from Krishna and not from my mind?
Ponekad bhakta želi znati kako mogu biti siguran da je ovo došlo od Krishne, a ne od mog uma.
Maybe the answer came from my mind.
Možda je odgovor došao od mog uma.
I want to suggest you something.
Želim da vam predložim nešto.
When you feel something is an answer.
Kada osjećate da za nešto treba odgovor,
then if you don't do it, what the answer is, you will run against the wall.
Znači ako imate čujete neki odgovor i don't do it.
You will run.
Ako ne uradite to, recimo, zalećete se u zid.
And then you know, oh, I ran against the wall.
Onda znate, udario sam u zid.
Maybe I have to try this the other way.
Možda bi trebao pokušati na drugi način.
In the Bible there is a very good example of this.
U Bibliji postoji vrlo dobar primjer ovoga.
There was one person called Jonas and God spoke to him and said, Jonas, I wish that you preach in Nineveh.
A bio je osoba po imenu, kako ga mi prevodimo to, Jonas, isto, evo. I onda mu je Bog rekao, želim da ideš propovijedati u mjesto, nisam shvatio koje.
Nineveh.
Nineveh.
But he didn't want to do it.
Ali on to nije želio raditi.
He spavao. Go to Nineveh, Jonas.
Idi u Nineveh, Jonas.
Ne. Finally, he said, he got so many instructions, but he said no to do it, and he went into a ship and went far away with the ship.
I iako je dobio toliko instrukcija, on opet to nije htio da uradi i na posljedku je ukrcao se u brod i otišao tako daleko.
Then a storm came.
Onda se oluja pojavila.
And the people said, Jonas, we are going to sink in the ocean.
Ljudi su rekli, Jonas, potonut ćemo u ocean.
Jonas, no. He is so strong. He wants me to go to Nineveh. Now he will even sink and let the boat sink.
Jonas je znao, on je tako snažan. Želi da idem u taj Nineveh. Potopit će čak brod ako to ne uradi.
Too much. And then he said, no, your boat won't sink. Just throw me overboard.
Who said?
Jonas.
I onda je Jonas rekao, ne bojte se, brod neće potonuti, samo me bacite preko palube.
The seaman said, a new method? 1, 2, 3.
I ovi su rekli, aha, novi metod, 2, 3, izbacite.
And the moment he was thrown out, the wind became still.
I u momentu kad su ga izbacili, vjetar se smirio.
They looked, there is Jonas.
Jonas.
But a war fish had come and swallowed him.
Ali neka riba, kit je došao i progutao ga.
And for 3 days it swam over the ocean.
I 3 dana je plivao okeanom.
And then it came to the beach and spit him out. And the first person he asked, where are we? Where am I?
I onda prva stvar koju je pitao je bila, gdje sam?
Oh, you don't know? We are in Nineveh.
Pa, u Nineveh.
Don't we all know this, Draupadi?
Zato ne znamo, Draupadi.
We know, we should do something.
Znamo, trebamo nešto
uraditi.
But we
don't want to do it.
Ali ne želimo to uraditi.
The voice inside is very clear.
A glas unutra je vrlo jasan.
But we don't want to do it.
Ali mi ne želimo to da.
And we get in more difficulties and more difficulties.
I dešavaju nam se sve veće i veće poteškoće.
And finally we agree.
I na posljedku se slojimo.
Glupost, I do it.
Uradi.
Yeah. And then, so this is how you can also find out what is the voice of the super soul.
To je jedan od načina za to kako saznam koji je glas.
But better to make your to sharpen your ear.
Ali bolje znači izoštriti svoje uho.
Many devotees have found out that when they have a question, they open Prabhupada's books and all of a sudden the Lord speaks through the books.
Mnogi bhakti su imali realizaciju da zapravo kada imaju pitanje, neko otvore Prabhupadove knjige i Prabhupad govori kroz knjige.
They pray, please show me the way.
Mole se, molim te, pokaži mi put.
And then they read the sentence and they go, wow, it's very clear.
Onda pročitaju rečenicu i kažu, wow, vrlo je jasno.
Yeah. In Germany there was one devotee who did not want to read Prabhupada's book, like most of the Hare Krishnas.
U Njemačkoj je bio jedan bhakta koji nije želio da čita Prabhupadove knjige kao većina Hare Krishna bhakta.
Yeah. We are such a contradictory people.
Mi smo tako kontradiktorni ljudi.
So he went to someone who you know, he had an idea what he wanted to do, but he was not sure. So he went to someone. He said, my dear Lord, I know I'm a glupasti, but I know I should read, but I'm just so glupasti. Please show me the answer. And he went to someone who put cards to him.
I on je onda je govorio, odnosno molio se, dragi moj gospodine, ma znam da sam glup i ok, nije dobro to što radim, ali eto, molim te, hoću da odim kod ovoga što baca karte, pa eto, progovori mi kroz njega.
Yeah. So what the card reader told him was exactly the same thing his spiritual master had told him.
I ono što mu je taj osoba koja je predicala rekao je bilo zapravo isto potpuno ono što mu je rekao duhovni učitelj.
But we should not try the Lord, test the Lord like this.
Ali mi ipak ne trebali pokušavati to na taj način.
But the Lord has so many ways to teach us.
Gospodin ima toliko puno načina da nas pouči.
I think your question is glorious.
Mislim da je tvoje pitanje slavno.
It is like the question of Parikshit Maharaj.
Isto je kao pitanje Parikshit Maharaj.
Because it is for the benefit of all conditioned souls.
Jer je za dobrobit svih uslovljenih duša.
How can we come in contact with the Lord?
Kako možemo doći u kontakt sa gospodinom?
Let me summarize.
Da sumariziram stvari, sumiram.
The best thing, the real best thing is to hear the Lord. You have to understand his language.
Da bi zapravo čuli gospodina, trebamo razumjeti njegov jezik.
Therefore we are turning to the books.
Zato se okrećemo knjigama.
We are chanting the holy name.
Pjevamo sveta imena.
So that we come on the duhovni level where the Lord is.
Tako da bismo došli na duhovni nivo gdje je gospodin.
Another thing is we just become more attentive what happens in our life.
Druga stvar je da postanemo, znači, više pažljivi oko toga što nam se zbiva u životu.
And we try to see how behind everything and everyone the Lord is.
I pokušavamo zapravo, pokušavamo da vidimo kako iza svega stoji gospodin.
That's a very powerful process.
To je vrlo moćan proces.
And finally, yes, we can also watch our life and see maybe we are running against the same walls like Jonas.
I na kraju možemo jednostavno promatrati svoj život i vidjeti da li uporno idemo glavom kroz isti zid.
Then we should remember, the Lord wanted me to do like this.
Kao i onas. I trebamo se sjetiti zapravo, da, gospodin je htio da uradim ovo.
I will give a whole seminar on this question. Prabhupada, which is so nice, how to come in contact with the super soul.
Da, čitav seminar na ovu temu. Draupadnog pitanja, kako doći u kontakt sa Paramatmom, sa dušom.
The nice thing is, Draupadi, that for a devotee of Krishna, he realizes that the super soul in the heart is really Krishna.
Dobra stvar je zapravo, Draupadi, da Bhakta uistinu realizira da je Paramatma u srcu Krishna.
The devotee prays directly to Krishna.
Bhakta se moli direktno Krishna.
He can also pray to deities.
Također se može moliti božanstvima.
When you have seen that the whole life changed by that.
Mnogi su vidjeli da se čitav život time promijenio.
Lord has come as deities to give us answers.
Gospodin se pojavio u obliku božanstva da bi nam dao odgovore.
Therefore the word Ishta Devata, our chosen deity, is very important.
Zato je riječ Ishta Devata, naše odabrano božanstvo, je vrlo bitno.
Thank you very much for this very important question.
Hvala puno za ovo bitno pitanje.
Now I think we had a little time. So much time has gone. I'm so enthusiastic in your presence.
Ja sam tako entuzijastičan u vašem društvu.
Tomorrow I will show you how Krishna really looks.
Sutra ću vam pokazati kako Krishna zaista izgleda.
I have a picture which was painted by a blind artist under the order of Srimati Radharani.
Imam sliku koju je naslikao jedan slijepi umjetnik pod okriljem Srimati Radharani.
I think tomorrow we can show it to everyone. Or tomorrow is a public program. The day after tomorrow.
Dobro, znači preko sutra ćete imati priliku to vidjeti.
If you can survive until then.
Ako možete preživjeti do.
Marijanti, je?
Da bi nas nemo pogledali sutra na večer. Sutra na večer, dakle, u 7 sati je javni program u galeriji Besarin. Ona se nalazi na Šašli, ja ne znam da li svi znate gdje se ona Šašla nalazi, ali možete se raspitati gostima, pitate Bhakte ovdje koji su iz Sarajeva. Program počinje u 7 sati i traje će negdje do pola 10:30. Ja se molim također Bhakte koji mogu da dođu ranije u galeriju da pomognu, jer ćeš veliko biti dosta. Imamo dosta obaveza tamo da napravimo za prostor. Također bih molila goste koji su došli, ako još uvijek nema smještaj da sele Bhakta Vidanu, ako mi može biti ruk Bhakta Vidanu sami.
Accommodations for...
Možete sele Bhakta Vidanu. Dakle, tu je do sutra.
Bhakta Vidanu is main host.
Oh!
Program, odmah da vas obavijestimo, preko sutra program je isto u ovom prostoru ovdje.
Sve, tomorrow we have program in the same place.
Program počne u 6 sati.
Start at 7 p.m.
Dobro. Onda ću se obavijestiti kad počne, dakle u 6 ili u pol sati.
Exactly.